Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. We're live every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me talking some Paulding County athletics. We're in between seasons right now, of course, football season wrapping up in the Green Meadows Conference last week. The Fairview Apaches, last team alive, they fell to Ottawa Hills in the second round of the playoffs, so that officially puts a cap on our season for football. What a quick fall it was, but now we turn our heads to high school basketball and the Green Meadows Conference, which turns me to our guest today. We'll be the head coach of the Antwerp Archers boys basketball program. He is Doug Billman. He'll join me coming up here just in a little bit, and then after we chat with Doug Billman, we'll have the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders, Jim Linder, on the show. We'll break down the Raiders, we'll break down the Archers, we'll have the Panthers. Oh, coming up here in the next few weeks for sure. We're about 2 weeks away from tip-off here in Paulding County, so we're going to break some of the schedules down and, of course, talk to each coach about what we can expect from their squad this season. So that's on tap. Again, Doug Billman, he's coming up next, and then later on in the show, I'll tell you what you can catch on mysports.live for the beginning of basketball season, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports talking some basketball. I can't believe we're talking basketball already. A few weeks away still, but preseason preparation in full effect. And I'm now joined by the head coach of the Antwerp Archers, head coach Doug Billman. Coach, appreciate you taking some time today. Thank you.
Well, I always appreciate the opportunity to talk about our guys and our program. So no great venue other than this. So appreciate the time.
So before we talk about the team this year, I want to talk about you a little bit. Of course, a graduate of Antwerp, coaching at your alma mater. First of all, how cool is that and how fun's that been?
It's been everything that you could ever imagine when you think about going home. It was something that really wasn't on my radar. I had been coaching in Bryan for such a long time, right out of college, really enjoying my time in Bryan. And then I met my wife and, things fell into place and we decided to raise our family here in Antwerp. And, I give a ton of credit. My coach, my head football coach and our athletic director here, Drew Aldemus. And when the opportunity came open and he contacted me and it was just the right time. And, for our family, it was certainly a family move, but you're talking about coming home and being around the people that, my family, of course, and my wife's family, we just have so much family here. It's just been a great opportunity to grow our family here, but also grow our basketball family. And, it's been a blessing to us of coming back home.
I love that. So when in that process would you say that you kind of caught the coaching bug?
I caught the coach's bug way back when I was in college, to be honest with you. When I went to Defiance College after high school, I kind of had it always in my back of my mind that I could teach and coach and just be involved in athletics in that manner. While I was in college, Coach Aldemus had an assistant opportunity to coach football here at Antwerp while I was still going to college. And that's when it hit me. And we had some success, obviously, that always gets that coaching bug a little bit more apparent in your life. But we had some success. And I thought, well, if I'm enjoying coaching football, there's no doubt I'm gonna love coaching basketball. So I gave that a shot. And right from the get-go, right out of high school, it got me. And, it hasn't left my system. And I just took a new role in our school building as the elementary principal here at Antwerp. But I also still wanted to remain coaching just because that part of me of being around our student athletes in that realm is it hasn't left my system. And I don't anticipate it leaving my system anytime soon because of the love and the joy that I get to be when I'm in the gym with the kids and just that whole preparation side of getting kids ready to play in a competitive basketball game or any type of nature, and the teaching that involves with that. It's always sitting in my heart, and it's just a great way for me to continue to be a part of athletics and be a part of kids' lives.
So you mentioned you started off by coaching football. Was that something that you were looking to do at all, and how were some of the characteristics that you had, you know, coaching football and that preparation, like you talk about, how have those translated to coaching hoops for so long?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily on my radar about coaching football, but it's been a love of mine ever since I got into it. Just the studying of it, and you know, that's really how I try to coach basketball, to be 100% honest with you. It's not really vice versa. It's just that football side of preparing, how you go about your week and getting your team ready to play, of studying that, well, this is what we're going to do on offense, and now this is what we're going to do on defense. That side of preparing that in a football mentality has really translated over to how we kind of do things basketball wise as well. It's just how I watch football games. I watch high school football games as I'm not coaching anymore. And I've been blessed enough to work for my sports and calling some of the Archer football games, but that side of just watching how things develop and watching football, it's really grown it for my love for the game of football as well. But just how you go and prepare and how you go and you try to teach and coach and get these guys, these young kids ready to play. So it's kind of a little bit opposite, where I focus that football mentality and throw that into the basketball side and see what we can get done.
I definitely want to talk about something that you mentioned, and that was how you enjoy really the preparation process. Have you found that it's easier when you enjoy that preparation process? It rubs off on some of your student athletes as well?
Oh, 100%. Could not agree more. Just, you know, that side of it. And I think, you know, to be honest, I mean, that's, as a coach, you know, that's what you can do to try to help your kids, is do your best to help them prepare and make sure they're ready to play. And we certainly take that to heart in our program of just trying to get our kids prepared. When your student athletes see you working hard for them, they just want to continue to do their best for you. And they know that, I feel like our kids know that they're going to get the best from our coaches, and they're going to get the work put in by us, and they're going to see those types of things, and they're going to continue to work as hard as they can. So, and it rubs off, you know. We've been very fortunate enough to have some really, really talented basketball players, but some really, really smart basketball players go through our program, and you get them studying and everybody on the same page, and it looks pretty darn good. And I'm just very thankful that we've had the opportunity to be a part and build this program. And we've had great coaches that have helped us, but we've also had a ton of great players that have helped build this foundation of what we're trying, of our program here at Antwerp.
And of course, the season just a few weeks away, you talk about preparation again, and that preparation, you know, it starts now, of course, with open gyms and everything. But let's talk about the team so far this year. Again, early in the process, but how are things so far developing in the gym?
Coming along great, to be 100% honest. We didn't get out of football, you know, fully healthy with some of our kids, but okay. We've been able to use these first 5 to 6 practices of getting guys accommodated to, you know, playing on the hardwood now, and some conditioning factors and all of those things, you know, start to add up. But, you know, we have so many new faces and so many fresh faces vying for those varsity spots, and even new to the high school experience, because we have a good number of freshmen in, and we're doing a lot of teaching, and it's a great opportunity for our coaches just to get refreshed a little bit. We've had some veteran groups here in the past, but we're doing a ton of teaching. But the best part about it is our guys have great mentality. They're learning. They're helping each other along with some of our veteran players that are in the gym, helping those young kids. That energizes us coaches when we come into the gym every day and we've got a bunch of kids that are really ready to learn, ready to work, and then ready to help each other get through those same things. So, you know, the start of the practices have had a ton of energy, both from our coaches and from our kids, and it's been a lot of fun. But we're learning, and there's a lot of those things that are going on each day in practice. But I love our mentality right now, and I love our approach.
Now, I know you do graduate a pretty big senior class this year. You mentioned that learning, though, and that's so important, of course, in the process of a high school athlete developing, but you guys have had a ton of success over the past few years as well. How do you think that success helped culminate that culture? And when new guys do step in the program, they know that's the standard here.
Yeah, you said two things right there, Pete. Number one, the culture. I know that gets thrown around a lot, but we use it a lot. Mm-hmm. And you also talked about standard, and our kids just understand those things just based off of past success. And, you know, the last 5 years, you know, you've had some tremendous success, you know, five straight 20-win seasons. And there's a lot of those things. But our guys that are in the gym right now were either a part of some of those things. They watch some of those things. So they understand just how to go about it and what it's going to take to continue some of that success. And they understand the work that's put involved, because those classes in our previous years, they really worked their tails off. They really put in a ton of work, and they saw it come to some really good successes in a lot of different manners. So both individual success and, you know, certainly some team successes in there. So they just understand and they trust what the things that we're trying to do can and where it can get them. I think that's also key, is they just kind of trust the things that we are going to do. We're going to try to put everybody in the best positions to be successful. So it's a great foundation to start our season for sure. But they also know that there's a lot of work that's going to be coming, and there's a lot of work that's going to be involved if we want to try to continue some of the things that we've had in the past.
Well, of course, you mentioned individual success, and we had talked a little bit before this, a former Antwerp Archer starting his collegiate career this past week. Could you give our listeners just a quick update on what's up with Landon Brewer this year?
Landon's a freshman at Ohio Christian University. They've had three games already, and had a great start to the year. They played in a little tournament in Tennessee last week and had a fantastic start, and actually was able to watch a little bit of that. Landon doing Landon things, nice. For sure. Here he is, 11 points in a row, a little 11-0 run for them. But it's like a proud father watching your son play. But you know, it's a great experience so far from Landon, and you know, he's having a good start to his freshman year. And so we have Jagger Landers at the mm-hmm. University of Findlay, and all the success that they're about to get their season ramped up. And this is a kid that, you know, really started the foundation for our program, and kids moving on to the next level. And you know, Jagger's into his junior year, believe it or not, already at the University of Findlay. And I know there's a ton of high expectations and high hopes for that program. And, you know, we're certainly going to be all following Jagger and Landon both throughout the season. And our kids love it. I mean, our kids talk about it and they see those things. And these are two of the staples in our program that are still playing, you know, playing collegiate basketball at the next level. And, a lot of our guys played with these guys. So it's really fun to watch. And you know, I hope those guys, that I know they do. I know those guys both, we're following them, and we're, you know, Archer Nation is there watching them, and we love the updates, and we love to see how the success is, because those two have worked so hard at their game. Great to see it paying off at the next level.
Very cool. Very cool. So last one for you, Coach. Of course, being in academia as long as you have, teacher, of course, now you mentioned elementary school principal. Can you just speak to how teaching and coaching go hand in hand with each other?
I've mentioned it a couple of different times already. You know, coaches are teachers, and it's getting your players to try to perform and do the things that you want them to do. But also it's when you teach it, you want them to understand it. It's not just about action all the time. It's about having that knowledge and having that understanding. And really, when you think about it in the world of education, you know, you want your students to perform those actions, but you also want them to understand why they're performing those actions, and have that. And so that knowledge base is really key. And, you know, we often use in our program, it's not just, hey, go out and do this. Let's understand, let's teach. You know, our youth coaches, our junior high coaches, we talk and they talk to us, and we tell them let's focus on the teaching side of it. And you know, one of the biggest things that we talk about especially in this year's theme, we talk about win small. You know, we want to win those small things. In order to win those small things, you have to understand why. So let's teach about it. And when you can win small things, eventually then you can win the big ones. And that's when you're talking about maybe winning a contest, a game, or a big game or something to that nature. But in order to do that, if we win small, we got to understand why we're winning small. So it's all works hand in hand, that teaching side of it, and you know, making sure your kids understand why they're doing things, because if they can have that knowledge base, then you know, it's just going to help that their physical performance as they move forward.
I love that. I love that. Well, hey, Coach, thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate catching up. Obviously, looking forward to the season. Get healthy out there. I hope everybody stays healthy. I'm glad you brought that up, because I knew the football team was a little banged up towards the end of the year, and I was kind of hoping guys were getting back on their feet here for you for hoops. So anyways, thank you so much again, and we're looking forward to the year.
Always appreciate the time, and keep doing great things. And we certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about the Archers.
A big thanks to the head coach for the Antwerp Archers boys basketball program, Doug Billman, for sharing some stories this week and breaking down his team here on My Sports. It's time for a break. When we come back, we continue our basketball talk, and we do it with the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders, Jim Linder. He joins me next as My Sports rolls on. We're back after this on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
Just wrapped up talking some Antwerp Archer basketball with Doug Billman. As My Sports continues, it's time to welcome in the head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Jim Linder. Coach Linder, really appreciate you taking some time today. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it.
All right, so I know we're still a few weeks away from the season, but of course the hard work, it starts now, it starts in the gym. How's everything shaping up preseason so far?
Oh, pretty good. Of course, we lost a lot of seniors from last year, so we're certainly on the young side this year, but we've got three or four kids back that played, some returning lettermen. So we're doing some soul searching a little bit. We're trying to replace a lot of scoring between Brooks and Kyle. Mm-hmm. We lost about 55 points of scoring between those guys. We're just trying to mix and match and trying to find the best recipe for us to get some chemistry this year. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
So you mentioned you lose a lot of seniors, but who are you excited about that you have coming back?
Well, we've got our third year starting point guard, Tanner Lockoff, which was Brooks's brother. He started for us as a freshman. So we do have, that's really nice when your point guard's got a lot of experience. Caden Sin, when Brooks went down, stepped in, and so he's got a good half year of varsity under his belt. Carter Clemens was a full-time starter last year. So we're expecting some big things out of him. And then there's some kids that we mixed and matched last year that came in and played, you know, certain spots and certain times for us. And we got a lot of men in the tournament run last year. So we've always tried to do that. And make sure they've got a lot of varsity experience for the next year, and, you know, the cover's not dry.
Absolutely. And, of course, like you said, this being a little bit of a younger group, but this Wayne Trace basketball program, of course, so much success, especially over the last few years. How important is that success that you've had to kind of building the culture? So when you have those young guys step in, they know it's expected.
Well, you know, certainly it's helpful. You know, it's tradition here that we, you know, we always try to always tell our guys at the start of the season that tradition says that we're always trying to vow for the conference, you know, and compete for that, which we've been very fortunate and very successful in doing that. And then our second goal is to get as far as we can in tournament. So there's no doubt that the rich tradition here has certainly helped. Al started that, got it going. And my job was just to kind of keep the torch going. And I hope, hopefully we've done that here at this end. And there's no doubt our kids have bought in, and it means a lot to our younger kids to watch our older kids play. And that's just kind of been an ongoing thing. So certainly it's been helpful for over the years for coaches here, no doubt.
Yeah. And how important, just kind of to speak to that, is having the players being taught kind of what they're expected of at a young age. I mean, up through the elementary school, junior high, of course, that's how you build a program. But again, seeing the winning culture, I think, pays off a ton when you get to the varsity level.
No doubt about it. And any successful program, if you go around Northwest Ohio here, for us, speaking for us particularly, I've been in it long enough now that I've got coaches that played, or players that coached, played for me, coaching with me now.
Oh, that's
coaching
fun.
My junior high. coaching my fifth and sixth grade. I've got two on my staff right now that I coached on my high school staff. So those people know what you're after. You know, when you say something in practice, they know what you want. So it's made it easy. It's made it a lot easier for me. And so in that respect, yeah, they know what we want, and I really don't have to get on there and teach anymore because they know. So it's been a good thing.
Now let's talk about you for a second, Coach. I know y'all, you want to talk about your players, you want to talk about your kids, but let's talk about you. When did you start getting into coaching, and who are some of the guys that have helped you along in your career?
Well, I started teaching and coaching in 1989. So if my math's correct, I think this is my 36th year. I've not missed a winter basketball season coaching since that time. So it's been a while. It's been a long time. So working on four decades, you know. Coach Welch was certainly my inspiration. He was my high school coach. He's the one that said, hey, you know, we'd like to get you in here and into teaching. And then, you know, started in junior high. I started in seventh grade for a couple years, gotcha. Went to eighth grade for 4 or 5 years. And then I was with Al as JV when Lehman retired, Lehman Saylor. I jumped into the JV spot, managed that for, 14 or 15 years. I can't remember. And then of course Al resigned. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how my coaching evolved. But, you know, there are a lot of people that inspired me. Jim Hurston was my junior high coach, and he was a tremendous inspiration for me. He was from Otterville, but he taught at Wayne Trace. Jim's retired now, but, he was a great mentor for me. Of course, Lehman Saylor, our JV coach. You know, we were talking the other day. There were two coaches that, you know, I was young when they were here, and they only did it for 3 years at Wayne Trace. And then Al did it for like 33 years, and I'm working close to 20. So theoretically, you know, there's been four coaches, but for the most part, 2 years, two coaches have done this program for, I want to say, close to 50 years.
Wow.
So wow. That's pretty special.
That's extremely special. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers of the Green Meadows Conference. my goodness.
Well, just, you know, anybody will tell you, if you can keep steady coaches in, it's better.
Absolutely.
I look around and I see a lot of programs that just turn coaches over like crazy, you know? So we've been very fortunate here. And we have great kids. We have great families. It's a great community. So, you know, we're blessed. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that obviously I've seen directly, how close everybody is in Wayne Trace, how close the community is at Wayne Trace. So it has to be pretty cool for them to be able to only have, you know, a few coaches throughout the years. That's really neat. I love that. You don't see that too often. What keeps you coming back every year?
Well, you know, you just love it, and you kind of, if you're anybody that's been around it, you got an itch for it, you know, and you keep saying, it's like people ask me, when you're done, when are you gonna quit, you know, and you always got that one or two guys that you started with, you know, when they were freshmen, you think, well, maybe I'll go out with those guys,
yeah.
But you get to them and you got two other guys.
I love it.
It's a revolving door. Every coach will tell you, very few will tell you, you know, when it's time, but every coach will tell you, you're going to miss it when you get out. And I think that's kind of the scary thing that's been part of my life for so many years. You know, I've watched, been able to coach, fortunate enough to coach like all my kids, all my boys played for me.
Yeah. That's, that's cool.
And that's special. I got to see two of them at state, coach in the state tournament. That was very special. So I've had a very, very rewarding career, and I don't know when that day is, but if you ask me what keeps me coming back, it's just, I think the competition. I think any coach that's any good at all is competitive, and then just loves the challenge of it, and loves to see kids grow and come back and help you and become good productive citizens. Then they have kids, and I'm to that point right now. I'm starting to get into grandkids. So I got my grandkids playing now, so that's pretty special.
So Coach Billman, he spoke on this a little bit at the beginning of his coaching career. He talked about the coaching bug, and it was something that he caught early, and he actually started coaching football. Number one, do you remember when you caught the coaching bug? And number two, was it always hoops for you?
Well, you know, I in high school I played baseball and basketball, and I liked them both. So actually when I came in, I was the head baseball coach. Like my second year,
the
coach that was in front of me was, you know, he had done it for a while. He let me be JV for 1 year and he said, I'm going to turn it over to you. So I did varsity baseball for probably 8-9 years, somewhere in that range.
Nice.
And then basketball kicked in and I got to go higher and higher and higher, you know, at that level. And then you can't those two programs they're just so much time consuming. Like we're growing up in the summertime, if you're not a baseball acne guy, you know, and my kids were playing baseball. I was missing all their baseball. So I got out of baseball for that reason somewhat, and then just steered towards the basketball. So, yeah, I've always had the bug. I've always loved, you know, everything about it. You know, I got memories of my brothers playing, you know, back in 1973s and 4s and 5s and 6s. And just my mom took me to the games, and, man, I was hooked. I've always had the fever for it.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that. I absolutely love that. So many coaches say the same thing, and so many, like you've echoed, just get so much enjoyment out of watching the kids grow, watching them develop. And again, it's so cool for them to have one coach like that, or a few coaches like that for so long. But let's dive into the season real quick. Again, a few weeks away from tip-off, but you guys open the 29th versus Lincoln View. What can we expect from these Wayne Trace Raiders every time you take the hardwood this year?
Well, I think this year is going to be just a little different. It might take us a little while to get that chemistry we talked about, mm-hmm. piecing together four classes and a lot of inexperience, just trying to find spots for kids and what they can be successful in. We do have one player that's injured right now. He probably won't be back until close to Christmas, a Noggle boy. So gotcha. When he comes back, he's going to make a little difference. He's a really strong kid and a tremendous rebounder. So it's going to be different for us. It's just, you know, we're not going to be able to have that instant add luxury to the last 4 years. So we're going to have to find some different ways to score. And I think that's one thing we're just trying to find. We're soul searching right now the best way to put our kids in a position to be able to be successful and to put the ball in the hole. It's kind of where we're at. So
now as a coach, when you lose some talent, do you have to step up and maybe coach a little bit more, get on these guys, or maybe go a little bit harder at the beginning of the season?
Absolutely. You know, it's for me, it doesn't change. We always know what's kind of, we try not to veer from that too often because it's been successful. So I don't know that having to get on them anymore is the right answer, but just certainly have to think harder, and you got to prepare a lot more. And things you, just like the other night practice, there's things we took for granted that we did the last 2 or 3 years that right now we don't do. And so we have to go back to drawing board, and it really slows you up coaching because you want to move on and you want to get to that next offense you're set, and you want to explore and add to what you got in, but you can't because you got to stop, slow down, and get where they're at. Kind of like teaching.
Yep. That's,
you know, they always told me when I started teaching, if you can be a good teacher, you can be a good coach. And I thought to myself, I don't know. At the time I didn't think that made much sense, but boy, if you know anything about it, that's true. That's so true. You got to be able to teach kids and meet them where they're at, you know, and get them to the next successful spot. That's kind of what I found has been a good recipe. So, and you know, sometimes that happens and sometimes you never get them there. But, Dick Quartercrack's won 800 and some games, and he'll tell you the same thing. Those kids never get where you want them to get to, but most of the time they do.
Yeah, for sure.
They're good kids. So
good, 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 good. Well, hey, Coach. Thanks so much for the time today. We're really looking forward to the season and, of course, all the continued success for Wayne Trace Raider basketball, and we're looking forward to it. I can't believe we're talking hoops already. I can't believe tip-off's only about 2 weeks away. It just goes so fast every year.
Fall just disappeared.
Man,
it was the fastest fall I can ever remember.
I'm glad you said that because every year it seems like it goes faster and faster, but this year I'm like, you're kidding me. We're in the second week of November already?
Yeah. Thanksgiving's around the corner, and then won't be long to be Christmas, so I guess that means we're getting old. My mom and dad always said, you know, where time go, where time flies, you know, and when you're a kid, it just kind of stands still, but boy, when you get older, you wonder where it goes, so.
I hear you there. All right, Coach. Well, hey, I'll let you get going. Thank you so much again for the time. Really do appreciate it, and hey, best of luck this year. Can't wait to get out and call some games.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Awesome. This has been the head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Coach Jim Linder, and we'll have plenty more of My Sports right after this on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
My Sports continues, and we just wrapped up our conversations with two of the head coaches in Paulding County, from the Wayne Trace Raiders head coach Jim Linder and from the Antwerp Archers, Doug Billman. Thank you both so much for your time. We're so much looking forward to getting the season tipped off. And, of course, we'll catch up with the Paulding Panthers in the upcoming weeks. Tip off in the high school season here in Ohio and Paulding County just about 2 weeks away. So really looking forward to that. Right after Thanksgiving, we get everything going. I'll tell you about the My Sports slate of games that's coming up for the first week of high school boys basketball. Again, still a few weeks away, but we'll take a look at that here in a little bit. Right now, since we talked about them, we need to take a look at the schedules for the Archers and the Raiders this year. Let's start with the Antwerp Archer boys basketball schedule. They open Friday, November 29th against Kaleida. They're home for the first five games: Kaleida, Holgate, Fort Jennings, Ottoville, and Continental. Then they're at North Central December 21st. After Christmas, it is the Route 49 tournament like it is every year, Friday and Saturday, the 27th and the 28th. A little break after that for New Year's, and then the Archers head to Tenora. Then they head to Crestview before coming home for Paulding and Edgerton. Three more on the road: Lincoln View, Fairview, and then at Patrick Henry. First, Wayne Trace back at home again at Montpelier, at Ayersville, and then Eden and Hicksville both home. That's February 8th and February 14th, and then they wrap up the season at Hilltop on February 16th. So that's a quick look at the Antwerp Archers schedule. Again, Green Meadows Conference play starting after the first of the year against Tenora. They will be at Tenora January 3rd, and then Crestview the day after that before returning home to face Green Meadows Conference foe Paulding in what should be a really good matchup this year. And as I mentioned, we'll talk to the Paulding Panthers coming up here in the next few weeks. But for the Antwerp Archers, they open Friday, November 29th against Kaleida. So that's a quick look at the Archers schedule. Let's turn our attention to the Wayne Trace Raiders. Their schedule this season, again, Green Meadows Conference champions last year, undefeated in the GMC, Jim Linder squad, but they lose a decent amount, like he talked about in our interview earlier, which brings me real fast. If you missed that interview or missed any of the interviews from this past year, all of these episodes are archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. But wait no further. This is what the Wayne Trace boys basketball schedule looks like for this season. Friday, November 29th, the Raiders, they open with Lincoln View before hosting Parkway and then traveling to Bryan December 6th. Then they will host Van Wert before being at Liberty Center Friday, December 13th. That Saturday, they will be home against Crestview before starting some tournaments. So tournament time from December 21st to December 28th. They start with the Parkway tournament December 21st at 4 p.m. before traveling to Bluffton the 27th and 28th. After the first of the year, they start Green Meadows Conference play by traveling to Paulding to get things started. Then the Raiders, they'll be back home against Ottoville January 7th, and then they will host Ayersville January 10th. Two games on the road, the 11th and the 17th at Coldwater and then at Hicksville before coming back to face Tenora. Then, well, the Raiders, they play the next six out of seven on the road, three in a row: Miller City, Antwerp, Kaleida, before returning home against Edgerton February 7th, and they wrap up the season at Delphus Jefferson, at Fairview, and at Lima Shawnee February 15th. That is a Saturday. So again, some big ones on the schedule: Wayne Trace, Antwerp, Friday, January 31st. That one will be at the Range, and Friday, January 3rd, the Raiders will travel to the Paulding Panthers. So Raiders hit the road for Paulding and Antwerp this year. Two big matchups, and you heard both coaches talk about how excited they are to get another season of hoops underway, and I can't wait to be out calling some games with you guys in Paulding County. The Green Meadows Conference, always so much fun each and every year, and as I mentioned, of course, we'll be talking and catching up with the Paulding Panthers here in the coming week. So again, just about 2 weeks until we tip things off in the Green Meadows Conference, and I can't wait to get it started. It's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we need to hand out some thank yous and, of course, check in on our My Sports slate of games. None this week, of course, none next week until hoop starts, but I'll tell you about what you can catch on MySports.live for the first few weeks of basketball season. We're back after this. You're listening to My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Sports teams and programs throughout Paulding County develop great traits and skills for the future workforce of our county. In addition, the travel to ball fields, gyms, and parks throughout the county enhance the economy of all these areas. The Paulding County Economic Development Office supports all county sports-related leagues and events and the positive impact it has on the Paulding County economy overall.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and we need to start with some thank yous before we get into some of the games you can catch in the first week of basketball season on MySports.live. Again, a lot of teams in the area tipping off after Thanksgiving, the 29th of November. I can't believe we're already talking about the end of November. Are you kidding me? But first, like I said, we need to hand out some thank yous, and those go out to our sponsors. Without them, I would not be here doing this. And once again, I really appreciate the support, not just this year, but every single season here on My Sports. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for allowing me to tell the stories of your high school athletes in Paulding County. So let's take a quick look at what you can catch on MySports.live. Friday, November 22nd, the girls get going with Antwerp and Hilltop. It'll be Kenny Stabler and Scoot Miller on the call for there. And then Monday, November 25th, more girls hoops. It is Eden and Antwerp, that one at the range. Then Wayne Trace will host Defiance. That is on MySports.live, November 26th. Garrett Mansfield and Scoot Miller for the Wayne Trace Defiance matchup. And then the Antwerp and Eden girls, Kenny Stabler and Brady Stabler. And, of course, we'll be catching up with some of the girls' teams as well as the guys team for the Paulding Panthers in the next few weeks, starting to break down some conference basketball and some Paulding County basketball. I'm excited for the GMC, both for the girls and the guys this year. But MySports.live coverage continues Friday, November 29th. Like I mentioned, the boys tipping off that week, Antwerp and Kaleida, with myself and Scoot Miller on the call. And then another game Friday, the Wayne Trace boys against Lincoln View. Brady Stabler and Ben Winans will have you covered there. And then on Saturday, November 30th, it is Antwerp hosting Holgate at the range. And then Wayne Trace hosting Parkway, Jason Landers and Scoot Miller for the first one, the Holgate-Antwerp matchup. And then Corbin Vance and Ben Winans will have you covered for Wayne Trace and Parkway. Of course, coverage will continue into the next week where things really start to ramp up December 3rd through December 7th. Girls full slate on Tuesday. It's Antwerp and Stryker, Paulding and Lincoln View, Wayne Trace and Brian, Corbin Vance, Susie Hollibaugh, myself and Dave Bowen, and Brady and Scoop for those three games. And then the girls continue on Thursday, December 5th, Holgate in Antwerp with Kenny and Brady Stabler, and then Brian against Paulding, that one at the Jungle. Corbin Vance and Scoop Miller will have the call for you there. Friday, it's a ton of boys action. December 6th, Fort Jennings visits the range and the Antwerp Archers. Defiance also then visits Paulding that same day. Jason Landers and Scoot Miller will have you covered for the first one, and then Brady and Ben Winans will have you for the Defiance-Paulding game. Saturday, a girls and boys mix that week, December 7th. Tenora visits Paulding, and myself and Scoot Miller will have some doubleheader action for you. And then Pettisville visits Paulding on the boys' side of things, so we'll have that first girls' game at noon, and then the boys' game a little later on, I think about 6 p.m. to follow. And then Wayne Trace and Vant Wert will be at the Palace for a matchup also on December 7th. So things really start to ramp up last week of November, first week of December. Girls get going a little earlier than the guys, but again, you can catch all of the action live on MySports.live. And if you miss it live, you can catch it on demand anytime on the MySports.live website. If you missed any games from this past year, if you missed any of the games from any of the past years, head on over to the MySports.live website and check out all of the action. Real quick, before we get going, two more big thank yous, and those go out to our guest today, the head coach for the Antwerp Archers boys basketball program, Doug Billman. Thank you so much for taking some time, as well as the head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Jim Linder. Two great coaches, and once again, I really appreciate them both taking some time out of their day and talking about their squads here this morning on My Sports. Well, that will do it for me today, whoever you are, and however you've been listening. My name's Pete Seymour, thanking you, not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. I hope you have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, for another edition of My Sports. Take care. We'll talk to you later on My 102.7 FM.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.